and a few others sitting alone. I wonder how many of them are on first dates here. I've only been on a handful of blind dates, and most of them have been curated by my aggressively trying mother, who can't bear to see me alone. I could be at home right now, enjoying my evening, not wearing this tight dress with too many bobby pins in my hair. God forbid I didn't come through, though. I don't think I could sit on another call with my mother lecturing me about my ex. She goes on and on about him, how I need to move on, how I need to prove what a mistake he made, letting me go. Maybe I'm afraid that he didn't make a mistake at all, which is a hard thing to swallow, considering he pretty much ruined my ability to trust any man ever again. He cheated on me and ended up marrying my pregnant friend. I don't want to teach him a lesson. I want to bury the whole thing in a hole so deep I never have to think about it again. I can feel myself getting agitated, which is no way to start off this date. This date I don't even want to be on. But if I don't, my mother will just talk more about him. And I can't deal with that right now. So, here I am. I take a sip of my wine, trying to remind myself that tonight is supposed to be fun. Yeah, it feels like fun. Like a dentist appointment. Jennifer, I hear a deep voice ask from the right of me. I didn't even realize I had zoned out and was just blankly staring out the window. I blink a few times before turning to the voice. That's me, I say, a strictly polite smile on my face. Hi, I'm Casper. Your date for tonight? Oh, the man who was apparently my date holds out his hand. I shift my glass to the other hand. I shake his hand and can't help but notice how clammy it is. Casper is cute enough. He's very thin, with thick, round glasses. He's wearing a chunky knit sweater and a plaid button-down underneath. He looks straight out of a library. There's nothing wrong with guys like that, of course. Everyone is beautiful in their own way. I just can't see myself being attracted to this man. I see you've gotten yourself a drink. I guess I'll get one too, then. I motion with it, with a tempered laugh. Casper gives me a snorted laugh back, and as he brushes past me to order his drink, all I can smell is Axe body spray. Dear God, I hope this dinner goes by quickly. I seem to sort of get my wish. The actual meal goes by surprisingly fast. My date eats like it is his last meal, and through the second half of the dinner, he has spinach in his teeth. I try my hardest not to look at it, but it is very noticeable. It only gets worse when he checks his reflection in a spoon and then proceeds to pick it out by hand. He also talks while he's eating, mostly about his mom and how his mom makes way better cooking than this place, and that he hopes his mom likes me because that is so important to him. I lose my appetite when he starts talking about our wedding and how our house will need an extra room for his mom to stay in. Buddy, I wouldn't even want you staying at my house. The praise for his mom doesn't stop there, though. He also lets me know that she's the best accountant. In fact, she's so good that she keeps all of his money, and she'll keep all of ours when we're together. I almost begin to think that this date must be a prank. In the middle of one of his mama boy spiels, I can't help but let my eyes drift toward the door. I start thinking of excuses to leave, but then my mom's little voice in the back of my head reminds me why I'm doing this. If I leave too early, she'll say that I don't give anyone a chance. I want to crawl into a hole and die when the waiter comes by, and my date pulls out a coupon. An actual coupon. I like saving money as much as anyone, but something about using a coupon on a first date just feels like a huge red flag.